Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Speaker Binge for a special presentation.
Speaker Binge, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, those of you who would like to invite the Tulsa area legislators, if you wish, to come up here and join us for this special recognition. It's always a real honor to be able to introduce to the body people who have made great contributions to the state, and in this case, the guest that we have here today is someone who's made a great contribution to the higher ed, and specifically the OSU Tulsa campus. I have with me today, and it was actually a surprise, we brought him down here under, false pretenses.
That's
would be, is
exactly
that, yeah.
We,
yeah, there were a lot of folks contributed to getting Dr. Trenopol down here under the guise of a different reason or different motivation for having him here, but we wanted to make have a surprise here to Dr. Gary Trenopol. And I want to say that this is someone who I've had a chance to get to know in my legislative career, and someone who took the reins of a new university campus in the OSU Tulsa campus and worked very hard as president of OSU Tulsa to build that campus to what it is today. I've also had a lot of chances to get to know Gary, and he is a man of honor and somebody who I really, really look up to, and someone I appreciate his honesty and hard work, and again the contribution that he's made to the OSU Tulsa campus and higher ed. I've also had the pleasure of sitting in one of his classes, and I would encourage anyone, if you have any desire to learn anything about investments or markets or anything related to any kind of financial help you might need, I would encourage you to go sit under Gary's tutelage, because he's a very good instructor, and you're going to be going back to the classroom, spending more time in the classroom and at the Tulsa campus, or both the Tulsa and the Stillwater campus. So, members, I just wanted to bring Gary Trenopol out here today to introduce all of you to him, those of you who have not had a chance to meet him, and I realize there are many of you who have probably don't know him, but those of us in the Tulsa area who have had a chance to work with him have it's been an honor for us to be able to work with him as president of OSU Tulsa, and as he will be retiring here sometime this year and moving to the classroom, we wanted to be able to see him off in a fitting way. And before, Mr. Speaker, I have the clerk read the citation. We do have some guests, and they were part of the scheme also to get Gary down here under the false pretenses. But I have with us here today, we have Gary's wife, Sandra Trenopol, and Gary's mother, Wilma Trenopol. And then we also have from the OSU Tulsa campus, we have Linda Kincaid and Ron Bussert. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I would ask that the clerk read the citation.
The clerk will read.
Whereas Dr. Gary L. Trenopol, president of OSU Tulsa, was raised in Tulsa and attended public schools, graduating from Nathan Hale High School in 1964. And whereas he received a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Tulsa in 1968, where he was elected to membership in Phi Gamma Kappa. And whereas, after graduating from the University of Tulsa, Dr. Trenopol was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force and served on active duty from 1968 to 1972. And whereas he received a regular office appointment and was awarded the Vietnam Service Medal and Air Force Commendation Medal with one oak leaf cluster. And whereas Dr. Trenopol earned an MBA from Utah State University in 1971 and received a PhD in finance from Texas Tech University in 1976. And whereas Dr. Trenopol has held faculty and administrative appointments at Texas A&M University, the University of Missouri at Columbia, University of Arizona State, and has served as a dean of the College of Business Administration at the OSU campus in Stillwater. And whereas he became the first president of OSU Tulsa in August 1999. And whereas he has co-authored two college-level finance texts, contributed chapters for four reading books, and co-authored more than 30 professional journal articles. And whereas Dr. Trenopol has also served as a consultant to pension funds, corporations, and college endowment funds, and is currently a visiting faculty member for the Options Institute at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And whereas, in addition to his current role as president of OSU Tulsa, Dr. Trenopol is active in the Tulsa business and nonprofit communities by serving as chair of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Oklahoma Affiliate Board, as chair of the board for the Tulsa Air and Space Museum, and has served the past 7 years on the Economic Development Commission for the City of Tulsa. And whereas, he is also a member of Leadership Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Academy for State Goals. And whereas married to Sandra Yeager since 1968, Dr. Trenopol is the father of Paige Lee and Adrian Wagner and is the grandfather of Olivia Wagner. And whereas Dr. Trenopol has recently announced that he will be leaving his position of 10 years as president of OSU Tulsa and will return to a full-time OSU faculty position. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the first session of the 52nd Oklahoma Legislature, that the House of Representatives of the State of Oklahoma extends expressions of commendation and appreciation to Dr. Gary Trenopol for the outstanding leadership he has provided to OSU Tulsa during his 10 years as OSU Tulsa's first president. That the House of Representatives of the State of Oklahoma extends best wishes to Dr. Trenopol in returning to a teaching role on the OSU faculty. That a copy of this resolution be distributed to Dr. Gary Trenopol, president of OSU Tulsa.
Members, as you can see, we have somebody who's going to have big shoes to fill on the OSU Tulsa campus, but I want to ask Gary if he'd come up and just say at least a thank you and or whatever else you want to say. You're welcome to say whatever you want to, Gary, but I want to introduce to you all my friend and someone who I look up to greatly, Gary Trenopol.
Thank you all very much. First thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for this day, but also thank you for the last 10 years of trying to further education, not only in Tulsa, but throughout the state of Oklahoma. We're on the right track. We just have to keep working at it. Trust is usually a good thing. Sometimes it gets you in trouble. And when my assistant Linda said, the speaker wants to see you in Oklahoma City, and I trust her because she carries my schedule, and I said, why? And she said, well, I don't know, it's something about the commencement speech or something. I said, okay. And of course, I trust speaker because whatever he says, why, that's what I'll do. So I said, okay, I'll be there. So it was a true surprise. You all did this well, and I think all these folks are accomplices for whatever that's worth. Once again, the thing that somebody asked me at our last board meeting when I told the board I was going to step down was the hardest. He said, what was the hardest thing you had to do for this job of the last 10 years? And we had press and it was a public setting, so there's certain things you can and can't say. But in truth, the hardest thing for me being an academic was coming into a very political arena and trying to learn about politics. And so I had Robert White up there was coaching me and Jason and John Bryan about how all this politic works. And I'd never been to the Capitol before and worked with the legislature. And it was a great growing experience. You are great people. You're doing great things for the state of Oklahoma. And I certainly have a much greater appreciation and understanding of what goes on in Oklahoma City and the challenges that you all face. So keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Speaker Binge. Mr. Floor Leader.